Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And first of all, Resonance FM's annual fundraiser runs from February the 13th to the 21st, featuring 9 days of live events, a spectacular online auction, as well as a whole host of special broadcasts. Resonance relies on the support of our listeners. Help us make more amazing programming by heading to resonance.fm to make a contribution or avail yourself of the fundraising information. So, on with Wavelength. I returned yesterday from 4 days at the International Rotterdam Film Festival, where I was showing my film portrait of Captain Maurice Seddon, Royal Signals retired, deceased. The film is called Heated Gloves, which hopefully will get another screening in London sometime. The Rotterdam Festival is a somewhat bewildering and sprawling event, well suited to Rotterdam. In numerous venues, 580 films of all shapes and sizes over 10 days. And in fact, it's still going on at the moment. It ends this Saturday. So the indomitable spirit of Maurice Seddon lives on. And I'm now possibly considering a sequel, Seddon, The Outtakes, a companion piece. Today, I had planned to feature Dutch music, and went to the Barbican Library in search of this unicorn. The librarian was very helpful and Googled Dutch composers, which produced a link, Why Are There No Dutch Composers? I feel a series coming on. This is a bit like trying to find Dutch food in Rotterdam. Dutch food is Chinese, which leads to the Witte de Witte Gallery on Witte de Witte Street, or Straat, in the Witte de Witte Quarter, which is presently showing an extensive installation in 4 or 5 large rooms by Charlemagne Palestine, who seems to have cornered the market in soft, cuddly toys. Literally thousands of them arranged in clusters, piles, groups, festooned in clumps in a grand piano, parachuting from the ceiling, and a recurring motif of 3 teddy bears tied together, back to back, forming a kind of hybrid 3-headed creature. In fact, I could read briefly from, there's a little catalogue which accompanied this exhibition. Most of the stuffed animals that Charlemagne Palestine incorporates in his works derive from second-hand stores or orphanages, as the artist likes to say. Once thrown away for Palestine, the rejected animals now gain a completely new aura, which he honours with special altars. The peluche walls, never before exhibited, can also be understood as such altars by being attached to a lattice supported by wooden structure. Whether arranged on a piano, on walls, or in suitcases, the stuffed animals, the divine toys characteristic of Palestine's work, always take a prominent role. And he's also got, where are we, some statement about his giant teddy bear somewhere here. Now trying to find it. Charlemagne Palestine was, I could add, we'll go back to that. Okay, so back to 3 teddy bears. I asked if they had any Charlemagne Palestine music, knowing that Witte de Witte produced records occasionally. And having once seen Palestine perform at the Conway Hall, wandering off the stage to offer whiskey to members of the audience, prompting one unimpressed viewer to call him Charlatan Palestine. But no music by Palestine was on offer at the gallery. Instead, a new release of a limited edition, 200 copies of a 10-inch vinyl record by 2 Chinese artists, Yan Jun and Torturing Nurse, both of whom are included in the Anthology of Chinese Experimental Music, 1992 to 2008, a 4-CD set produced by Sub Rosa. But that's history now. I might play a couple of tracks from that later. But this new, newish vinyl published by Vita di Vit in an edition of... So it's a 10-inch vinyl. It's very elaborate production. Looks great. The record itself is bright red, bordering on orange. And it comes with a sort of 10-page booklet, which looks like it's screen-printed, but probably is just standard lithography. And here's from the editorial. Continuing their collaboration on projects where sound art and visual art meet, DE Player and Vita di Vit Centre for Contemporary Art are pleased to present this vinyl record and accompanying essay by Chinese sound artist Yan Jun. In the vein following Vita di Vit's exhibition, Dai Hanji 5000 Artists, this record traces the recent history of noise and sound art in China. Dai Hanji 5000 Artists told the story of Dutchman Hans van Dyck, whose Chinese name was Dai Hanji, and his seminal role in Chinese contemporary art. Van Dyck not only worked as a curator and gallerist, but also amassed and compiled a staggering archive containing over 5,000 artists' entries, documenting modern and contemporary artists working between 1880 and 1980. However, as Yan Jun writes in his essay, Van Dyck's archive does not include any sound artists. As the world is full of unknown, untold and unwritten stories, we are grateful to Yan Jun for adding another part to the history of the arts in China. The essay, Noise as New Politics, fits very well with the aims of DE Player and its series, Department of Public Sound, which focuses on sound language through both social and technical aspects. The angle on which Yan Jun approaches the matter of noise is an interesting and poetic one. It does not literally focus on the obvious noise scene as a cliche or illustration, but determines the idea of noise into a variety of essential parts of life, such as communication, rituals, meaning, and leads us to the history of powers, society, and cultural aspects. It tries to grasp, but not pinpoint, and therefore offers us tools to reflect. The fact that poetry is the new politics lies at the core of the series, and therefore shows us the importance of creativity in society. In that sense, civil disobedience is the spine of evolution, be it on a societal or personal level. Cracking things open can only be achieved when we dare to let confusion be part of our daily life and understanding. The accompanying record offers clear sound examples of this idea. So, that's from the editorial of this booklet, which is, the whole thing seems to be entitled Noise as New Politics, and the vinyl is in an edition of 200 copies issued by Vita di Vit. Side one is Yan Jun, which I'll play first, and that will be followed by side two, which is by Torturing Nurse.
国务院公告，为表达全国各族人民对四川汶川大地震遇难同胞的深切哀悼，国务院决定2008年5月19日至21日为全国哀悼日。在此期间，全国和各驻外机构下半旗致哀，停止公共娱乐活动。外交部和我国驻外使领馆设立吊唁部。 5月19日14时28分起，全国人民默哀3分钟。届时，汽车、火车、舰船鸣笛，防空警报鸣响。届时，请大家面向国旗肃立，默哀。
他们手机讲。
现在是北京时间14点28分，请大家面向国旗肃立，默哀3分钟。
加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！加油！
Yeah, ends rather abruptly. It's a brand new vinyl, but it sort of comes with the odd scratch. So that's by Jan Jun from a new vinyl issued by Witte de Witte called Noise as New Politics, an edition of 200 copies on orange vinyl. So I'll turn the record over now, play the other side, which is by Torturing Nurse. Yeah, so that's flipped it over. Briefly, the title of the first one, A-side, by Jan Jun, is Silent Tribute. B-side, Torturing Nurse, CCTN, Channel L sound sample from Jinwen Liambo. This program's is China Central Television Station, which here they call CCTV. Daily broadcast news programs primarily for the Chinese Communist Party, propaganda to consolidate its dominant position, the government's mouthpiece media. This is Torturing Nurse. We'll be right back. Well, that's the B-side, Noise as New Politics. The B-side is by Torturing Nurse, and that is called CCTN. Also ends rather abruptly, but it does have a slight postscript. So the side A was by Yan Jun, and side B was by Torturing Nurse. This is on a 10-inch vinyl in an edition of 200 issued by Vita de Vit Gallery in Rotterdam. So seems an opportune moment to go back in time a bit and play two more tracks by Yan Jun and Torturing Nurse. These tracks are from an anthology of Chinese experimental music, 1992 to 2008. And the first one is by Yan Jun. It's quite a relatively short track, about 5 minutes long. And it's called It's More Than Enough from 2006.
Люблю 18-е столетие, время гениальных людей и хороших манер.
Я готов допустить, что так оно и было.
Впредь не возражайте мне.
Не буду.
А где же царица? Исчезла. Россия похожа на театр. Театр.
Будьте осторожны, будьте осторожны.
А я, кажется, знаю, где мы находимся. Важный господин чиновник. Такие они у вас важные. Судя, не отставайте.
Я не отстаю. Мне кажется, мы очень громко разговариваем.
Ставьте, они совершенно глухие. Я осторожно. Я даже никого не задею. Театр. Какие актеры, а? Какие костюмы. Говорит меня, спасибо, господа, спасибо. Они меня не видят, не видят. Просто Ватикан. Сударь, мы же в Ватикане, а? Рельефы-то, они нарисованы, да. Натуральное изображение. Смотрите, орнаменты сделаны, кажется, по эскизам Рафаэля. Так, так?
Эскизом Рафаэля. Но это не Ватикан, много лучше, это Петербург.
Копируете? Даже начальство не доверяет вашим художникам. Ах, как русские умеют все хорошо скопировать. А почему? Потому что собственных идей нет. Ваше начальство не хочет, чтобы у вас были
собственные.
В сущности, и ваше начальство, и все вы, ну, ленивы, сударь, ленивы.
Ленивы.
А вот там располагалась галерея изящных искусств, а правильно?
Там выше.
В ней находилось 111 картин итальянских мастеров. Правда, не самых.
Но большинство русских царей вообще-то были русов. Но иногда и им хотелось помечтать об Италии. Вот первый этаж и слово как раз таки мечтали.
Рафаэль, это не ваш, это не для Италии. Какая красота! Малый итальянский просвет.
Малый итальянский просвет.
А что это за люди, а? Какого они сословия-то, эти люди?
Вы видите эту чашу?
Вижу, 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 вижу. А вокруг ампир.
А вот торшеры Воронихина.
Торшеры, торшеры, да, торшеры.
Торшеры Воронихина.
Ампир, ампир, ампир. Я не способен восхищаться ампиром. Весьма глупый стиль, да. Стилем ущербства. твоей самобытности.
Мы воевали с Наполеоном, а не с
Империей. А? Что? А? Что это за...
Запах какой-то.
Интересно.
А вы давно в Петербурге?
Да, час назад как появились.
Да? Ну что, что за... сюда в Эрмитаж?
Да, у меня были особенные причины. Да, вас интересует... Вас интересует сама красота или вот просто представление об этой красоте?
Ну, здесь, честно говоря, просто обиделись.
Да, да.
А вот такие, вы знаете, сегодня мы с Олегом Константиновичем пришли сюда.
Это запах формалина.
А это запах формалина.
Мы же посмотрели, замечательная картина. Видим, видим. Это наши люди.
Это не здесь запах.
Маркиз. Вот, рождение
listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and that last track was Yan Jun. It's More Than Enough from 2006. And we can finish off with quite a long track. It's about 15 minutes of... it's another track by Torturing Nurse from Shanghai. This is called Fugitive from 2006.
Thank you.